Meshuk, the brown bear cub. If someone asked you these questions about bears, could you answer them? In what kind of home do bears live? What do they eat? What do they do all winter? The story of Meshuk will answer these questions and tell you many other interesting things about bears. In the Den. It was March, and the air was cold. Snow still covered the earth. But inside the cave in which lived Meshuk, the brown bear cub, and his little sister, it was very warm. The cubs had thick, dark brown coats, narrow, blunt noses, and small, round ears. Their tails were so short that they could hardly be seen. Sharp claws peeped out from their toes. Meshuk's first home was the den that Mother Bruin had made for the winter, which was just ending. In a well-hidden spot at the foot of a mountain, the old bear had dug a hole about 20 feet long, into which she dragged moss, dead leaves, and grass. When she had made these into a soft, warm bed, she piled up a heap of brushwood in front of the hole. In this warm den, Meshuk and his sister were born. There, they and their mother slept through the long, cold winter. The bear's den was in a thick, black forest in Russia. No wonder this dark home pleased the Bruin family. Here they found everything that bears like, mountains and valleys, plenty of mushrooms and berries, and streams full of fish. Meshuk's mother always kept her children with her for 2 years. After that time, they were strong enough to care for themselves and to live alone. Meshuk and his little sister had an older brother and sister who were not yet quite old enough to leave their mother. The winter had been long, and the cubs had grown very hungry. For 4 months they had been shut up in a den without eating, and now they were very thin. There had been nothing for them to do all day long but sleep. Still, winter could not stay forever. It was now March, and spring had come at last. The air was warmer, the snow was gone, and the birds were singing gaily. The mother now began to go for walks. Whenever she went out, she always left the little ones in the care of the older children. Then Meshuk would tease his big brother, for he was full of fun. The older cub stood the teasing for a long time, but one day he gave Meshuk such a slap on the head that the young bear cried aloud. That cry brought the mother into the cave. She flew at her older son and boxed his ears. "You were no longer a young cub like Meshuk," she said. "Do not be so rough with the little ones."